Maryland real estate headlines. Baltimore County Public Records now searchable online for MD Real Estate Pros. Netter Online hosts a centralized portal for accessing Baltimore County Public Records, including property tax and assessor information. Maryland real estate professionals can streamline due diligence, verify ownership history, and assess property tax liabilities without visiting multiple government offices. Bookmark this resource for quick access to Baltimore County property records, publicrecords.netronline.com/state/MD/Baltimore County. Maryland real estate headlines. Frederick City building permits now handled by Engineering Department Division. The City of Frederick's Building Department, operating as a division of the Engineering Department, manages all city building permit services for the community. Real estate professionals working in Frederick, MD need to know this is the official channel for building permits that affect property transactions, renovations, and development timelines. Bookmark the Building Department page for permit requirements and processing. hmitslaw.cityoffrederickmd.gov/214/building-permits. Maryland Real Estate Headlines. How much commission do real estate agents make in Maryland? A Calibri Real Estate breakdown of average real estate commission rates and city-by-city earnings for agents across Maryland. Understanding typical commission structures in your local MD market helps you benchmark your income potential and negotiate competitive splits. Review the full commission breakdown by city at the source link to see where you stand. Maryland Real Estate Headlines. Maryland Commission Rates Below National Average 2026 Survey Finds. A February 2026 survey of local real estate agents found the average real estate commission in Maryland is 5.41%, lower than the national average of 5.70%. For Maryland real estate professionals, understanding local commission benchmarks helps you competitively position your services and communicate value to clients in a shifting market. Review the full survey data at listwithclever.com/average real estate commission rate/Maryland/. Maryland Real Estate Headlines. New Maryland Property Record Search Tool for deeds, liens, and permits. PropertyChecker.com has launched a Maryland-focused search platform that lets users check property records, find owner information, search permits and purchase history, and look up deed, tax, loan, and lien records. Real estate professionals in MD can streamline due diligence and client research with centralized access to property records, ownership history, and encumbrances. Bookmark ht/maryland.propertychecker.com/ for faster property record lookups on your next Maryland transaction. Maryland Real Estate Updates. Maryland Public Records Online Directory now available for property research. A centralized online directory for accessing Maryland public records has been launched. Real estate professionals in MD can streamline due diligence, verify property histories, and expedite transactions by accessing public records through a single portal. Bookmark h.publicrecords.netronline.com/state/MD for quick access to Maryland public records during your next transaction. Maryland Real Estate Updates. MD courts issue land records guidance for property transfers. The Maryland Courts website provides general information about Maryland land records and advises that property transfers can be complicated with potential tax consequences. Real estate professionals in MD need to understand land record complexities to properly advise clients and avoid costly transfer errors. Review the official guidance at httwwmdcourts.gov/legalhelp/landrecords and recommend clients consult an MD lawyer or title company for transfers. Maryland Real Estate Updates. Montgomery County DPS positions itself as your project partner for MD development. The Department of Permitting Services in Montgomery County prioritizes safety, sustainability, and economic vitality while emphasizing customer service for development projects. Real estate professionals in MD should know that Montgomery County's permitting approach may streamline project timelines and reduce friction for residential and commercial developments. Bookmark the DPS site to understand permitting priorities before submitting applications in Montgomery County. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule: the entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context: how redemption rights vary by state and why buyers should care. Some MD jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption rights states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period. Background and context: a 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1. Parcel zoning matches intended use. 2. Setback dimensions match the survey. 3. Any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4. Contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most MD jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it for every submission,